It's only April, and already a dozen brush fires have erupted in the Matanuska-Susitna area. State foresters are looking ahead to a busy fire season, and as KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, fire suppression trainees are brushing up on essential skills, including driving the fire truck.
The huge parking lot outside the State Division of Forestry building in Palmer was alight with bright orange traffic cones last week as the Alaska Engine Academy drilled trainees in the art of driving a fully loaded water truck at top speed backwards through a figure eight course. The Academy puts drivers through their paces in speed and agility tests, forward and in reverse, in tightly defined lanes.
It's really easy to flip your front end out and smack those cones.
Kenai trainee Tyler Johnson awaits his driving trials in the big Type 4 water truck.
I haven't done it outside of training, though. Yeah, that would be something else. That's why we got us here. So we train how to drive this thing so we don't mess it up on the field. It's fun driving it, though.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Has a little bouncy seat on it.
Phil Blydenberg is an assistant fire management officer with the Forestry Division's MATSU office. This day, he's acting as the incident command for the academy.
Each one of these vehicles are fully loaded with water and all the initial attack gear, the hose, the fittings. They're up to the weight that they're going to be operating at. And then, so each one of these courses is designed to get used to the engines and how they feel. And then more specifically, we're targeting getting them used to the blind spots, where those blind spots are on the vehicles.
It's the second day of the trials, and so far only one cone is on its side. Blydenberg says other than making sure firefighters are adept at driving, there are several reasons why the training session is so important. For those firefighters aspiring for promotion, it's a must to pass the course. And he says the Type 4 trucks are very expensive.
Close to $300,000.
Wow.
The smaller ones are in between $120 and $150.
So firefighters had better know how to run them and how to maintain them. The Type 4 truck carries 800 gallons of water. The smaller Type 6 carries 300 gallons. The trucks fit a national standard so that an incident commander can assess a situation, call for a Type 6, and get started on an initial attack. Trainees also must complete trials in pumping water in the field from the truck into a folding water tank and then into a hose. Tom Greeling, a state forestry official, says even this early in the season, 12 fires have erupted in the MATSU.
Seven of those fires are escape fires from open burning debris and burn barrel issues.
Greeling says there's no way to predict how severe the upcoming fire season will be, but it is possible to educate Alaskans on how to properly dispose of trash in a burn barrel and how to take precautions when burning debris. He says a burn permit is the first step. I'm Ellen Lockyer.